Hello, everyone, and welcome today to Papa Hector's podcast. As always, subscribe to us at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor.fm, Stitcher, or Spotify. You can also find me at YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook at Hungan Hector, HungAnHecTor. And check us out on the website, HectorSalva.com, HectorSalva.com. So, in today's topic, okay, first off, happy Friday the 13th to everyone. Today is December 13th, 2019, so it's Friday the 13th. Extra special spiritual day. Nice day to go to the cemetery, y'all. Now it's really cold out here, so I don't think I'm going to the cemetery today to tell you. But today's topic is spiritual gifts awakening or going crazy. Anxiety, paranoia, voices, many things, many problems and issues. What is it? What's going on with me? Right? So, this is a very important topic because, look, I'm going to delve right in, is that when spiritual gifts get awakened for people, or when people are experiencing spiritual awakenings of certain gifts, many negative side effects and symptoms can and do come about, which end up mimicking mental illness and mimicking many other illnesses and can make someone feel like you're going crazy. I've had an upsurge in the last year of a lot of people, because this is something that we resolve for people all the time, who have had their spiritual gifts awakened or a spiritual gift illuminated or opened up for them, knowingly or unknowingly, wittingly or unwittingly. Either knowingly or unknowingly, wittingly or unwittingly. And if spiritual gifts aren't properly dealt with, they'll start to drive you crazy. You'll start to feel like you're going crazy. And just to give you an example is the story of someone that we'll call Jalissa, who just a few months ago, we resolved this for her. Jalissa went somewhere and had some spiritual work done, in which it caused her own a spiritual gift to awaken in her. And as a result of that spiritual gift awakening in her, she started to experience a whole bunch of anxiety and depression and started to feel energies going on around her. And pain in the body and various tingling sensations were happening in various parts of her body as a result of this awakening. Most spiritual workers, just like what's happened with Jalissa, don't know how to properly deal with or diagnose this situation. So the spiritual worker that she was working with didn't know how to deal with what Jalissa was dealing with, and tried various things in order to try to help and resolve for Jalissa, but was unable because there was an improper diagnosis, and B, the spiritual worker didn't have the knowledge or capacity to resolve this for Jalissa and really get Jalissa straightened out on the path. So over time, these problems of anxiety, these problems of fatigue, these problems of the presences and the insomnia, it started to snowball upon Jalissa and cause a whole host of other problems in Jalissa's life. And she went to various spiritual workers to try to get this resolved, but it couldn't be resolved because it wasn't properly dealt with or diagnosed in many cases. And I'm going to tell you something, is that if you don't know, you just don't know. And what that means is, what I'm trying to say to you by saying that is, certain spiritual workers, they don't know but so much, and that's fine. But this is a problem that is caused by what I discussed in my last podcast called Designer Spirituality. If you haven't listened to that podcast, you're going to want to listen to it. Okay? This is a problem that's caused in Designer Spirituality because Designer Spirituality causes a surface, shallow type of spirituality. And then you end up with individuals going out there, quote unquote, helping, or think they're helping individuals, not knowing what they're doing. So Jalissa continued to deal with this for a long time, and it got worse and worse until she found us some time back. And when she finally did find us, like, basically I could see it immediately and exactly what she was going through. And tell Jalissa, like, basically, no, you're not going crazy. You're not crazy. There's actually nothing wrong with you. What you're going through is the awakening of one of your spiritual gifts. And because it hasn't been properly dealt with, because you haven't been properly dealt with, prepared, or trained, or worked with, and cleared out the proper way, that's going to trigger good and bad things, and many bad things are going to end up happening and occurring. So here we're going to also discuss some of these symptoms that happen when a spiritual gift can get awakened. And basically I told her about everything that was going on with her, and we started working with her. Now, on the other side of that work, Jalissa is experiencing peace, a beauty and abundance, actually her life, and she could say she's happier than she's ever been. But her life is way different than what it was. The anxiety, the paranoia, the fatigue, the insomnia has all disappeared for her. She started to get her mind and her body back. Feel complete, feel right, and feel whole down in her spirit again. So when the power, okay, because that's part of what spiritual gifts are. It's a type of power. When the power gets turned on in someone spiritually, it can cause a whole bunch of symptoms and problems. And these symptoms and problems can look like, just like a medical illness can look like many other illnesses, many of these symptoms and problems can look like other illnesses. And so they can be improperly diagnosed spiritually and medically. Okay? And when it happens, it's very common to have improper diagnosis around this. And if you can't attack the problem properly, you're not going to be able to resolve the situation. So I'm not going to give you an exhaustive list. I'm just going to give you some things that are very common when this is happening. And maybe it's happening for you. And we're also going to discuss what you need to do next in order, if this is going on for you, in order for you to resolve it. So first off is that each person, when the power is turned on for them, their situation is specific and unique to them, and it deals with them and what's going on with them. Okay? And what your symptoms do point at certain things that are going on for you. And if you have a proper spiritual guru, a spiritual godparent, a godparent, they're going to be moving you through what needs to be moved through. So here are some of the common symptoms. Feeling energy moving throughout your body, or as if snakes or ants moving inside or throughout your body, especially around your spine, your arms, and your legs. Involuntary jerks, tremors, shaking, itching, tingling, crawling feelings in your body, especially again the spine, the back, the arms, and the legs. Also around the skull cap, around the top of your head. Feeling electrical currents throughout the body. Feeling periods or moments of intense bliss or unity. Intense heat or coldness randomly in flashes. Anxiety, feeling unstable, fatigue, a drawing out of your energy and tiringness, with potential flashes of energy, sudden flashes that also suddenly go away. Feeling of presences, visions, sounds, changes in vision and hearing. Headaches, migraines, pressure inside the head. Emotional upheavals and feeling like emotionally kind of feel like you're going cray-cray, right? Really low or really high sexual desire. Sensitivities to energy, lights, sound. Being in a trance or feeling like you're in a dream in another world. As we said before, insomnia or oversleeping, undersleeping. Speaking in tongues. Feeling foggy. Psychic experiences. That's dreams, prophecies, visions of the future, visions of the past. Empathy. Feeling other people's energies. Mood swings, hearing spirits, energy causing pressure in various parts or pain in various parts of the body. And I'm not sure if I mentioned this already. Panic attacks, social anxiety, and what's very notable for many people is that this was never happening for you before. So it becomes something that starts happening for you even though it wasn't something that was true for you before. Not something that you ever dealt with before. Now, what you can do. If this is you, if this is what you're going through, okay, some of these, remember, it's like any situation in life. Some of these symptoms actually do point to medical situations, to actual medical disorders. In that case, you should always go see a licensed medical professional. For anything and everything, as they say. However, one thing that most people know for themselves is that this suddenly comes on when those spiritual gifts suddenly get awakened. And those spiritual gifts can be awakened in many different ways. Some good, some not so good. Some of them can get awakened in negative ways or positive ways, and many times they get awakened in negative ways for many people. Meaning something negative occurs to you, and that's how it ends up waking up the spiritual gift. You are spiritually attacked, or spiritually victimized, or in some other way misled, misguided, or you have something negative happen for you in your life, and it opens up the gift. So what you can do next is, really, you have to find a proper spiritual godparent, a guide, a teacher, a mentor, a guru. In this work, especially with this going on, it's not something that you can do by yourself. But again, you need to watch out because, like I said, many people don't really understand how to guide someone through this and what healings are needed and what trainings, healings, and clearings are needed in order to really resolve these things. Many times these things will have you questioning your sanity. Whether, because, like I said, many of them mimic mental conditions and mimic conditions of insanity. You need to have a proper consultation as a first step with a spiritual worker, a spiritual master who can guide you through this. And do the proper healings, do the proper background work that's needed, foundational work that's needed in order to transform you and get you through to the other side of all of this, where this becomes really beautiful and becomes a huge blessing in your life. This was almost like a curse for Jalissa until we worked with her through it. Now, speaking to Jalissa, she tells me, and she'll tell everyone else, like, the spiritual gift has become the greatest blessing in her life that helps her, and it guides her in her life and helps her achieve much more than she has ever before. But that's something that one has to be taken from one side of the bridge onto the other. And you need someone that can give you passage and hold your hand and guide you through it to the other end, as well as do what you need to do, preparing you properly and getting things properly in order for you, in order so that that you can end up on that other side. Really, you need to find a spiritual master. We do this on the regular. I take on a lot of these cases. Unfortunately, it's becoming more and more common with the commonality of designer spirituality. Again, you could check out that podcast. It was the one before this one. Okay? Because of designer spirituality, a lot of people's spiritual gifts are getting awakened unknowingly or unwittingly, and then causing this for people. And this can really actually destroy your life. And if you're really going through this, you already know what I'm talking about. But if you're not going through this, count your blessings. Everyone's gifts awakening is different for each individual. Again. So you need someone, a spiritual master, so that just like what I've done with Jalissa, they can do for you. If you would like my help or looking for us to our help, feel free to email us and get in contact. You can find our contact information at hectorsalva.com at the top, I'm pretty sure. You can find our phone number, our email address, and or also help at mysticalwork.com. Contact us so that we can get you started and move you through. Because the truth is that having a spiritual gift can become a thing of great beauty, peace, and bliss and pleasure for you. It can really help you attain your goals and have a beautiful life. But much of that depends on you. It really does. So I hope that this podcast has helped you, clarified some things for you in some way. And keep the faith and many blessings. Until next time.